Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by American Airlines. Eagles will practice again at the Link this afternoon as they're getting set for their wild card matchup at the Link Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. 4:30, Notre Dame beat Penn State 27-24, advancing to the national championship game. Lions All-American defensive end Abdul Carter from Philadelphia declaring for the NFL draft this morning, where he is expected to go quite early. This winter, American Airlines is flying nonstop from Philadelphia International Airport to Costa Rica and Barbados. Book your flight today at AA.com. Weather brought to you by MHS Lift. Mostly cloudy, high 38. It's currently 25. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
I'm going to give you an incredible fact. You're hearing NFL football music right there. I'm going to give you a fact that shocked me and explains why the Baltimore Ravens, as we broadcast from Borgata today, why the Baltimore Ravens have better odds to win the Super Bowl than the Eagles. Now, I don't think they should, but I saw something yesterday from Adam Schefter that was stunning. So Schefter put out, there are 14 NFL teams that are still eligible to win the Super Bowl in the playoffs. And Schefter put out the scoring differential of those 14 teams in games against playoff teams this year. So the only games that count for this purpose is when one of these teams played a playoff team. Okay. Now, obviously, different, you know, teams play different amount of games. Some might have played four games versus playoff teams. Some might have played eight, nine. Like, so, okay, there's variance there. But consider this reality. Houston has the worst differential in points against a playoff team, minus 66. Then the Chargers minus 35, Washington minus 30, Pittsburgh minus 30, Rams minus 16, Green Bay minus 15, Buffalo minus 15, which is interesting.
Wow.
Must have gotten smoked by someone. Minnesota minus 3, Denver plus 3, Kansas City plus 4, Tampa Bay plus 26, the Eagles plus 29, Detroit plus 36, Baltimore plus 112.
Wow.
And not
Joe,
the Eagles.
Just to your point about games, I knew you were going with Baltimore somehow here. I just counted they played 10 games against playoff teams this year. So that's baloney is my point.
Right. So so that helps you when you have that many games in a stat like this.
So the Ravens smoked the Bills. That helps with what you're talking about there. They beat them 35-10, so that probably at least for part of that.
But stunning.
Stunning. Stunning.
Everybody else is plus 36 or lower. Baltimore is plus 112.
That is absolutely stunning.
Right? That's bonkers.
Especially because they lost to the Eagles and Chiefs. Like, they had losses against playoff teams, too.
Yeah, so what matters more? How much you beat playoff teams by, or the fact that you actually lost to playoff teams?
Well, that's the
teams.
Thing. They don't have home field
it
advantage.
It matters that you lost.
I know.
We are in better shape than they are throughout this playoffs. Now, we will, for the championship of our conference, we're going to have to go on the road.
Right.
But we're in better shape, and we're a better team. And we proved it on the scoreboard against that team not too long ago.
I know.
Which is why it's crazy
and for
that
what,
everyone instantly just assumes the Ravens are going all the way.
For what it's worth, to looking at their schedule, it really, really is the beneficiary of them beating the Bills 35-10, beating the Broncos 41-10, and then they had a 17-point win over the Steelers 1 week. So they had three huge wins. Everything else was closer.
All right, let's get you ready for the weekend with the Got It Door and Window window to the weekend. Take advantage of Got It Door and Window's big winter sale. Through the month of January, receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Obviously, this weekend, Sixers and Flyers in action, as they always are in the winter months. And so, too, is one more college football game, which is tonight, Texas and Ohio State. Winner will play Notre Dame. But the big card is the NFL, and you guys know the deal. You know all the games, and the big one from our standpoint, Eagles and Packers on Sunday. All right, let's get a call in here before time's yours. Dave in Wilmington. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Dave.
I got an argument. Dave. First of all, I'm picking the Eagles to win by six.
Okay.
They're going to have a big lead, and then there'll be a late touchdown, and then the Eagles will win by, like, five or six.
Okay.
So my question is, what makes a Hall of Fame running back? Because Saquon has over 2,000 yards. And I got in an argument with somebody yesterday about him not being guaranteed a Hall of Fame.
Oh, he's not even close.
Oh, no, not at all.
Dave, he could turn it up, but he'd have to do it for another good 3 to 5 years.
He's pretty off track.
I was like, the Giants killed his career so bad with their offensive line that he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame unless he has 3 or 4 great years.
Yeah, he's got a shot, but he's really coming from a hole.
Especially because Derrick Henry from his generation is a lock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And argument was Fred Taylor has over 11,000 yards, but he's not a Hall of Fame running back.
So I thought Fred Taylor,
Frank Gore is another one of those, he's like fourth all time. Yeah.
I thought Bettis and Curtis Martin were two of the weaker ones, but they made it, you know. I mean, we'll see, but he's got a lot of work to do to get
Bettis
there.
Weaker than Martin, I would say.
Yes.
100%. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
That's all I needed to, that's all I really want to talk about.
No problem. Dave, give me an answer here for the best answer, the best character ever from a TV show that was a side character.
Well, he's known as a goofy character, but he had a complex character development because there were times when he had to be serious. Carlton Banks.
Yeah, no, Carlton's a good answer.
That's a good one.
So anyone, real quick, and we got to make this quick because we got a lot to get to. Is everybody from Game of Thrones a side character, or is someone like Jon Snow too major? It was a big ensemble.
It's a great
character.
Question.
They're all side.
Yeah, I think they're characters. All side, yeah. too.
They're
like,
all
I think Daenerys, Daenerys maybe, but...
Yeah, no, like, I would say Jon Snow would be a more main character.
I think Jon Snow and Daenerys
I didn't take a Game of Thrones character would be because
the
two. Of that.
And Tyrion, I thought, were the three main. I thought those
I
were
could
the
see
three
that. Yeah.
main
and then,
I think
well,
you could
Cersei.
Argue they're all
Cersei's
side.
Up there, too.
You can argue
yeah,
it every
argue
world is
way,
so
honestly.
Massive. Yeah, I mean, maybe.
They're all side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a possible.
It's tough.
All right, Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevalier. What's the Armin difference? By the way, some of those answers, if they were eligible, could have been Tyrion's.
Yeah.
Well, so I did. I was going to say, not that I could win, but I was going to say Arya Stark, but then I wasn't sure if she was technically a main character or not.
Yeah, I mean, she's on that.
I would never vote for her.
I was going to pick one, but I'd have to watch it first.
You should watch it regardless.
And Omar from The Wire should have been said today.
I couldn't believe it.
Yes. Yep.
All right, Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevalier. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's their people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who wins Sunday? John, you know it'd be overwhelming Eagles. How overwhelming is it?
81%.
Reggie White's first number with the Eagles was his
90?
His first
one, right?
number was 91.
I thought 91 was his second.
No, 92.
92.
Yeah, 92 was his classic, but 91 year one.
Are you
All right.
sure?
Yeah.
100%.
Yep. Okay. Yep, that's Reggie. All right, real quick, LeSean McCoy, two different numbers. What were they?
29 and 26?
25.
Or 25.
29 and 25. 25. John Kruk, three numbers. What were they?
99?
Well, nine.
No, that was Mitch.
Nine.
9, 11, and 29 for the Crucker. I don't know why.
I got
of course he had
right.
to have three.
I mean, what is up with that guy? Three
numbers.
Because
it's Kruk.
All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Well, first thing I want to say is after Time's Yours, we're going to give you a montage of the tremendous regular season as a way to get you ready for the postseason. If you haven't heard this, stay tuned. It's special. I am certain that you will enjoy it. That's coming up in the next couple minutes. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Another chapter in Joe DiCamera's sad story to do his own laundry. What a coincidence that he wears shrunken Pee Wee Herman capri jeans to work. Congrats on the win today, Hammer, but you still got a ways to go. Time's Yours.
I don't know. John was exaggerating.
Shrunken?
They're not.
They are.
They're pretty short.
They are shrunken.
They're what we lovingly refer to as floods.
Oh, no.
The regular season.
Because your legs are not exceedingly long.
They must have shrunk in the thing. They were fine initially.
In the thing.
They probably.
The regular season is behind us.
Barkley's quest to break the rushing record is behind us. The road to the Super Bowl lies ahead. The Birds' defense will show Jordan no love, just pain. The offensive line will choose, as Landon Dickerson said, violence. The Pack will not be back. The Birds will soar en route to the Super Bowl. Fly, Eagles, fly.
I love it.
Strong.
Yeah. He's got a New York accent, that guy, man. He's a
great
caller.
That's Joe in Jersey. Love him.
He's great.
I got your back on this one, DeCamera. 100% in agreement with the fingerprints. In fact, in light of this recent winter storm, they say no two snowflakes are alike. Have they gone through every single snowflake that's ever landed on the Earth, put it under a microscope, and compared it to the previous one? No. Have they gotten everybody's fingerprints? You are absolutely right on this one, DeCamera. In fact, the consensus a long time ago was the Earth was flat. Sorry, Kyrie. It's real.
Victory. No, you're right. You're right for the right reasons.
There's got to be some overlap somewhere.
But it's exactly.
The odds are it's just impossible.
And one of my frustrations is people say it with no proof. That guy's right. There's no proof.
People just say it's impossible that there would be. We don't know until everyone in the history of time has been fingerprinted, and then we can compare.
Which is impossible.
And and we'll never do that.
All right. With that said, the time's yours. Let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
It's crazy that identical twins have different fingerprints, though. It's crazy.
Should tell you something, shouldn't it?
That's pretty amazing.
Oh, wow. What are you trying to say there, James?
They sound silly, is what I'm saying.
Correct.
Here's my point. It is possible it's true, but I hate that people say it that it is true when they can't prove it.
It is possible.
But I think they have enough evidence that they can.
Yeah, but they don't. They didn't
honestly,
do Julius Caesar.
So I didn't even realize that this was the point you were trying to make in that drop until just now.
Yes.
I was a little distracted with the fingering talk. But it's not a great point, Joe.
The what?
You went there.
I wasn't expecting that.
I went there inadvertently. You went there.
The fingerprinting. Fingerprinting talk.
Fingering is appropriate to say. Like for when I was growing up playing the saxophone. You would talk about fingerings all the time.
Yeah, well, that's right. We'll see if it wins drop of the year.
I just want to make it clear, me and James will be the only one who won't be using that.
That is correct. I will not be saying
it. All right, real quick, before the montage of the regular season, we got to come up with a winning answer. And let's do this quickly for best side character ever from a show, TV
history. Let's just go Norton. Come on. At this point, right?
Giving it to you, Joe.
Okay, Jimmy, you get to give it to
him. We just got three votes.
There are other people
who get the vote. Me, Rhea, and Joe. It's over.
Boom. That's it. Five.
They got five callers. You called up and said it.
Yeah. All right, with that said, we're getting ready for the postseason, and let's get you ready for it by way of what a special regular season it's been or was. As heard here on WIP, Marilyn Mike, let's relive the journey that's not over yet.
We're going to need a montage.
A tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia, I'll tell you that.
Saquon Barkley to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Damn.
Eagles of the Green Bay Packers in Sao Paulo. Hurst looping it, and it is caught for a touchdown by Barkley. He is going deep. It is caught. A.J. Brown. Touchdown! 67 yards. Eagles 34, Packers 29.
Hurst into a long count. He is rolling. He throws the football, and it's dropped! He put it into the hands of Barkley, and he dropped it. A win was in the Eagles' pocket. Do they keep it on the ground with Saquon Barkley? They do. He breaks free. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to go! Touchdown, Saquon Barkley! 65-yard touchdown run, and the Eagles are going to pull off the upset.
Oh, turn out the lights on the Saints.
The Bucs 33, the Eagles 16.
This team's 2-2.
The kick is blocked. It's blocked. It's picked up by the Browns. And into the end zone goes Rodney McLeod. Wide open. Smith, 30, 25, 20. Touchdown, Devontae Smith.
Hello.
It's hard to win in this league. Like, when our crowd cheers for us, we thrive off them. And, you know, we hear them when they boo. We don't necessarily like it. Did you guys think it was loud? No? Do you think it was loud? Somebody answer. Just say yes.
Gives it off to Barkley. He turns the corner. He's on his way. He's at the 50, the 30, the 20, Saquon Barkley. Hand off again to Barkley. He's free. He's at the 40, on his feet at the 20. He's done it again. Give goes to Barkley. He breaks two tackles, three. He's at the 40, and he carries three Giants to the 49-yard line.
You're 13 yards away from your career high. I would love for you to get that, but that's up to you. I want you to do it if you want to do it.
So I'd rather see the young boys eat.
Burrow back. He tries to swing it out to Chase, and he's brought down for a loss by DeGene.
What a play by the rookie Cooper DeGene.
Hand off to Moss, and he won't go. They smacked him in the backfield.
Look at Brandon Graham. Look at the energy that the old guy brings to this defense.
He is going deep, and it is caught. Devontae Smith, touchdown, the bomb. Fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and
that?
Comes down at the 30.
What was that? He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did. He did.
What am I watching?
Lawrence looks, firing for the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted to Kobe Dean! He picks it off of the end zone. The Eagles are going to escape. The Kobe Dean saves the game. Hurts sneaks, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown! Dallas got him. Touchdown! Johnny Wilson, his first touchdown in the NFL. Eagles beat Dallas. They just bury them. Eagles 34, Cowboys 6. Eagles are now 7-2. Back goes Daniels. He's been chased. He's been hit. He's sacked inside the 30. Just sweat got him.
Sweaty.
Barkley across the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10. Goodbye!
He's unbelievable.
Daniels goes back. He lets it fly. It's intercepted. It's intercepted by Blankenship. He gives it to Barkley, who cuts outside.
Uh-oh.
He's at the 40. The 50. He's going to go again. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. His all-time record, 72 yards. Stafford, here comes the rush. He's in.
BG.
Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham.
Yeah, I got chipped. Tore my tricep, man.
How hard was it to play with the elbow before this final injury?
Well, you know what? Hold on. I'm trying to keep it in. And I know I needed it, but boy, I just love what we've been building.
As the catch is made by Henry, and he is just bounced down by Cooper DeGene.
Cooper DeGene comes up, wraps him up, lifts him up, and puts him on his back.
The final score, the Eagles 24, the Baltimore Ravens 19. Barkley needs 30 yards to set the record. Barkley. First down.
And more.
Saquon Barkley has just set the Eagles' all-time single-season rushing record.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, LeSean Shady McCoy. Listen, super special shout-out to my boy, Saquon Barkley. Also to the offensive line for breaking my single-season Eagles franchise record.
Can the Eagles win the game right here? Back goes Young. He's being chased. He's running with the football. Firing. And it's back down. Eagles win.
Slay. Fit enough. What are some things you think that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
Passing.
The person that's complaining need to be accountable. I know that one is trying. And I mean, 11 could be a little better.
I want to start off by just, you know, apologizing to my guys.
BG, just being BG is emotional. You know, me and Jalen are good.
Hurst looks, fires complete. AJ Brown! In the back of the end zone. After the game, the reporters will ask A.J. Brown, what do you like best about this team? And he's going to say, passes.
His head hit the ground pretty hard there after he took the hit from Frankie Louvu. So on this third down play, Kenny Pickett is going to come in.
Pickett back. He fires. He completes. A.J. Brown, touchdown. Kenny Pickett's first touchdown pass as an Eagle. It's intercepted. Running with the football is Gardner Johnson. Touchdown, Eagles on a pick six. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history as the Eagles finish with a 14-3 record. Not bad.
Well, not bad at all. Special regular season and four more wins to win it all. One, hopefully on Sunday, and I think the Birds will get it. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks for listening to us from Borgata today. Joe and Hugh are up next. The two words you need to know, go Birds!
Brought to you by Window Nation, just 2 days away from the Eagles wild card matchup with the Green Bay Packers at the Link, where the Eagles will practice again this afternoon. Penn State Nittany Lions All-American defensive end Abdul Carter from Philadelphia declaring for the NFL draft this morning. Right now, save 50% off all window styles, plus you could get zero interest for 2 years. Book your consult now, 866-90NATION or windownation.com. Mostly cloudy, high 38, currently 26. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.